from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 22nd day of December, 2013. And it's on days like this, here on the Sunday edition, that I have had a day to only work a little bit on news and geopolitical developments and the state of our world, and have had a little bit of time to spend some moments with the family and reflect that I think we do probably even a better radio broadcast than on average I do weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Over the years, obviously, I'm 40 years old now. I've had a lot of family come and go, friends and family die, seen family die in the hospital, been there holding friends and family's hands when they die, and it never makes it easier. And when I open the phones up later, I don't want people to call in with sympathy because people are going through this stuff all over. One of our crew members' grandfather just had a heart attack and is in bad shape. We need to pray for him. But my uncle, who I'm so close to, and who out of anybody in the family knew more about the New World Order and everything else because he was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam and then worked and did things in Central America and other places, he is in really bad shape from this mystery illness, which they've tested him. They're not saying it's flu. They can't find out what it is in his lungs. Will you guys print me that Reuters article that I mentioned on Friday? I forgot to get that, where it talks about a superbug infects half of chicken and how if you get this stuff, it basically kills you. And I'm not saying that's what it is, even though that's a microplasm, you know, microscopic bacteria. It's a microscopic bacteria compared to a regular bacteria. But that's what they think it is. And I knew the media, because it's killing people all over the U.S. I know quite a few people that have died from it, and so do my crew. New Jersey, Texas, California, you name it. And, of course, there's finally news articles a month into this. We're calling it a mystery illness 3 weeks ago. It's been going on for a month that I've known about it. Killed my cousin, my uncle's son. And he took care of him. That's what where he got it. They didn't know what killed him either. And now they're reporting it in the Houston News and other things as a mystery illness. And then I said, watch, they're going to call it the flu, because they've done this before where they say this person died of the flu, that person died of the flu. And I'm not saying the flu can't kill you, but a lot of times they will hype it up and it turns out it's something else. And they'll say, oh, child that died of complications from surgery, not from flu. And sure enough, they're calling this the flu, but then when you actually call the hospitals, well, I've done this, trying to find out what this is, they go, no, we think it might have been a flu, but we can't prove that. Well, don't you have a test for the flu virus? Yes. Inconclusive, or didn't find it. And the point is, hundreds of thousands die. Conservatively, it's 200,000. It varies, 230, 180 something. 1,000 die from flesh-eating bacteria, staph infections, things like that, the different types of bacteria. But it's not a big hyped issue. Flu, they say, kills 35,000 a year, but mainly the infirm folks that already had complications. And that's a big deal still. And I would take the flu vaccine if they ever properly guessed which flu it was going to be the next year. I believe in inoculation. I know it's a real science. The problem is that these are corrupt companies that have been caught doing all these horrible things and then lie and say, oh, get the flu shot, it'll protect you, when they admit, you can look this up, it's never protected anyone. They've never guessed the right group of strains. And then they've got all the studies. In fact, I didn't do pre-research on this. I've done a ton of research in the past, but refresher research to pull up the actual news articles. But you can type in, taking H1N1 vaccine doubles chances of getting regular flu, stuff like that. It lowers your immune system. And that's what we know. So it's just like antibiotics are great, but the overprescription of them has created superbugs. And so it's the same thing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We'll take all weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 22nd day already of December 2013. One more Sunday broadcast, and then we'll be into 2014. And this has been an incredible year. We'll obviously be doing broadcasts throughout the weekday show and into next Sunday and the Monday after that, 8 days from now. Talking about 2013, looking ahead into 2014. It's been an amazing year for global awakening about the nature of reality and geopolitical systems. It's also been a year of growing tyranny and growing oppression and growing fraud and basic corruption. Naked corruption parading around in front of everyone. I think that's one reason people are waking up so fast. It's a year that my radio show, to a great extent, has become passé. The White House put a report out this week because they'll report on what they're doing and what their controllers are doing to try to fool their constituents that they're some type of, you know, true liberals when they're actually authoritarians, along with the Republican leadership, a bunch of bloodthirsty control freak autocrats who want to extinguish every form of individualism because they see it as something that stands against their hegemonic monopoly of control. But the White House came out, big national news, and they're reining in the NSA with their Blue Ribbon Committee. Why, certain corporations have access to the NSA data and are using it against their competition. Told you, that's the main thing the NSA does. And they go, well, American interest. Yeah, the people running our country really care about American interest. And then, oh, they're spying on Israel and other governments. Oh, this is so illegal. No, it's not. If there's going to be spying, the government spies on other countries that could be a threat to this nation. Like Russia, China, Israel, England, everybody else. I love how the media is like the biggest, dirtiest thing is we're spying on Germany. Oh my God. Folks, the truth is they put it all in one big echelon Anglo-American pool. When I say that, they call it the globalists call it the Anglo-American Power Alliance. Australia, New Zealand, I'm going from the Pacific over. Japan, some of the Asian countries in the Far East, right through to Eastern Europe, a few Middle Eastern countries, Jordan, Israel, right through into Eastern Europe, right into Western Europe. That's partially Anglo-American power access, but they play both sides with the Russian and Chinese power axis. Right into the main source of the Anglo-American model, Britannia, Albion, the United Kingdom, Airstrip 1, the heart of the New World Order, into England's reconquered Lebensraum, North America. And it is the main global monopolar empire is the Anglo-American establishment. And they are vying with Russia. They've almost taken down. And then communist China that they built up to deindustrialize and conquer the middle class in the West. They're playing a double dual game using the billion Chinese plus slaves to leverage out the West and bankrupt the system in a so-called free trade deal. It's not free trade with slaves and suicide nets and robots replacing the humans and Foxconn Apple slave complexes. And they've almost got their program in place. And then they're going to double-cross the Chinese, double-cross the Ruskies, who, as bad as the Russian government is, they pay people to have kids, they admit eugenics, they admit a homosexual agenda to depopulate, and source U.S. and globalist programs. You watch Russian TV, it's like, the New World Order power structure is adding cancer viruses to the vaccine. Our scientists have found the proton, zikron, you know, microplasm, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And it's only because the Russians have gone from 200 million to 100-something million. They're all dying. They're all under chemical and bio attack. They were run by the communists that our banks put in power in 1917, and they admit that all over Russian TV. That's why it looks like Putin's a good guy. He's not a good guy. He's a strong man, but he's actually trying to build up the country under total New World Order attack. And don't worry, Russia's probably going to fall to the New World Order. The New World Order is too scientific, too focused, too wicked. And the communist Chinese have totally bought into the whole deal. I just can't believe it. It's so horrible. I don't even know what to say about this abomination the New World Order's built. The Anglo-American New World Order. And again, it has nothing to do with white people. That's the old name of the alliance. Because the British Empire was known as the Anglo Empire, and then it an Anglo-Dutch oil interest, and then it merged with the United States in 1922 with the establishment of the Globalist Congress, the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the Royal Institute of International Affairs office in Pratt Street, New York. And it's just so frustrating to see our people so dumbed down, so culturally destroyed, so even unaware of what's happening. And to know that we're under systematic economic warfare. Because the globalists are waging war against everyone, every nation state, every individual. They are all exempt from the law, exempt from the rules, diplomatic immunity. And so then everything they pass and push is meant to literally make us destitute in their own white papers as an act of total siege against humanity and the weakening of humanity with their psychological warfare. Anti-family, anti-God, anti-liberty, anti-private property weapon systems, which have been so devastatingly effective. And their goal is death. Their goal is destruction. Their goal is raw, pure, satanic power. And I don't know how we'll ever face this and deal with it if people don't come to grips historically with this spirit that is in the world that manifests through governments and manifests through corporate combines. Now, my uncle, who is one of the most dear people in my family, I love him as much as I love my mother. He's such a sweet, good, smart person. He is fighting for his life right now. And so many other people are fighting for their lives. 3 weeks after we reported on the mystery illness, because we know it's a mystery illness because the doctors can't tell us what it is, even though they send it off to the CDC, they won't tell them. They believe it's a microplasm, the best hospitals in Texas, but it's killing people all over the United States. I mean, you'll have 8 people admitted in a small hospital and 6 of them will die. That's on the Houston TV, you name it. 23,000 killed by superbugs in U.S. each year, CDC says. That's a whitewash. Upwards of 200,000 die from infections in the different flesh-eating bacterias and strep and other things that are in the hospitals. So I've got some news on that because superbug, Reuters reports, bacteria widespread in U.S. chicken. Half of the chicken in the U.S. has it. And if you eat it, a good chance it's going to kill you. And that's what a lot of scientists I've been talking to and doctors believe it is. We're going to tell you about that when we come back. And we've got U.S. sailors assisting with Fukushima cleanup, crippled by cancer. I'll tell you about that.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in league of the freeway. Its fashion will ride as the cities fly by. The taillights dissolve in the coming good night. And the questions imply.
You know, this song by Robert Plant is one of my favorites. And it's a love song as he's driving for a day to see his love and having distant girlfriends. You know, where you drive 3-4 hours up to see your girlfriend up in Dallas from Austin. I know that feeling, how it intensifies wanting to be with them. But I was just thinking about when I drive tomorrow or maybe even tonight to be with my uncle who's in critical condition and might die from this mystery illness in East Texas. How it's a different type of love and driving to meet someone who you've got to be with, who you want to be with, but you don't want to be with them. You don't want to see them like that on a respirator. Hearing that song, I always think of going to see a lover, driving the distance, building the electricity in the air instead of driving towards someone who may die. In fact, the doctors statistically think he probably will. They've seen people come back from this point. Not, oh, many times they come back from this point. And I don't talk about my own personal story here to make it about myself, but about the whole human experience of us together. And it hit me today stronger than ever that that's why I have such enmity against the New World Order social engineers, because they really hate humanity. Their shared experience is a disdain for the general public and a will to dumb them down and to try to rob their destinies, to try to shutter the doors of perception in their minds. And for me, that is the ultimate sin, to want to hurt the innocent, to want to falsely program a mind so that you can rule over a planet of mentally stunted individuals. That is the ultimate sin. So if you have to separate who those of us that love liberty from those that love evil, it really is those that love light and those that love pain and domination and failure and wickedness and betrayal. Those of us that love starlight, those of us that love the light of the sun, those of us that love the light of a child's eyes, those of us that love the light of a happy chuckle or time well spent with friends, those of us that enjoy and value the fact that we don't betray our people and that we don't betray anyone. We reluctantly crush those that would dominate and enslave us, like you step on a scorpion you find in your bed. Darkness is just assaulting every form of goodness, because to the darkness, goodness is ugly and must be pulled down and destroyed. I have a lot of news here today, and I will comment on the whole Duck Dynasty situation, because normally when something's a big mainstream media story, it's a diversion, it's a distraction, or it's meant to socially push an agenda. And, of course, that's the case here, but it's important because it's a major battle over the First Amendment. And it's a battle that we're actually winning. And I want to break that down, but this is not about tolerance for gay people. I want folks out there who are happy in their lives and in those they love and those that they're attracted to. I want you to know that it's not out of some form of guilt or out of some form of being beaten over the head that I say that I don't judge you or dislike you. It's important for you to know that, quite frankly, I'm not thinking about you. Quite frankly, I don't care what you do in your own life. I'm an individual. I'm a libertarian. but I do not want to be conquered by your culture, which is a socialist democratic party, anti-family, anti-man, anti-woman, control freak agenda, and you're just the tip of the spear. Using the goodwill of the general public towards equality and egalitarianism and non-judgmental freedom, you have used our goodwill to push your whole anti-free speech agenda, and people are sick of it, and it's blown up in your face. And I will talk about that later, but I even have more important news. That's important, but even more important news I must cover first. But it is the assault on the youth of this country and pushing the sexualization of children. I don't care heterosexual, homosexual, it's pedophilia. And I've had enough of it. And I've had enough of the, you're a racist if you don't agree with Obamacare and the giant screw job that that is. And you're a conspiracy theorist if you're informed, and then that's just some throwaway term that ignorant people use to not listen to what you have to say. I'm tired of it. This country and this world is in deep trouble. And if you fundamentally as an individual out there don't realize that, you have no connection to reality, no street smarts, no common sense, no nothing. Because this stuff's all staring us in the face now. It's not hiding. It's looking at you eye to eye. And I want to talk again to talk show host, liberal, conservative, libertarian. I don't care who you are. And I've seen some response in a good direction this way, and private communiques and things like that. That's good. I don't care who you are, whether you're Rachel Maddow or whether you're a local radio host or who you are out there, whether you're Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck. I don't care who you are. I've never been an infighter against humanity. I've never been somebody that snipes at anyone that I believe has a stance of liberty, even if I disagree with their perspective. But this is the time for humans to come together who want to have any type of due process or future. Because when we give into corruption, the sky's the limit, and we have fallen into a bottomless pit, and things are degrading and degenerating and becoming critical right now. And we're going to pass the point of no return towards dominoes falling across the board that are not going to be pretty economically, culturally, for sovereignty, you name it. There is such an arrogant assault by the corrupt against everything good that the corrupt are even destroying the very foundational underpinnings of the prosperous structure that has allowed the corrupt to become so wealthy, skimming off the top. And the corrupt always do this. They always bring down the whole structure. But I say to all of us who aren't corrupt and who don't have an instinct to hate goodness, we have to rally behind everything good now. And I know sin is alluring. I know corruption is alluring. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I understand this stuff up one side and down the other. I would love to use all the rings of Mordor, to use that analogy, all the tricks of evil to be successful against evil, but evil used against evil only begets more evil. Tyranny only produces more tyranny. But I look into my cultural and spiritual and historical palantir, my crystal ball, and I can tell you, you shouldn't need a crystal ball to see what we're in, not what's coming. I've got medical news straight ahead, then the First Amendment news. Smoke on the water.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. Different strokes for different folks. Takes all kinds to make the world go round. All I know is a frontal assault on tyranny, telling it like it is, not mincing words. I'm sure some of you out there have got better ideas. That's why you need to take action against corruption wherever you find it. All right, I haven't gotten into any news yet, 33 minutes into broadcast. I mentioned some of it. I want to cover a lot of it right now. And first, we've got big medical news, then huge Obamacare news. You've got a day and a half to sign up for it, or you're going to be fined thousands of dollars. Of course, almost no one can sign up for it. And that's how it was written, as a giant screw job. So we're going to be explaining that and breaking it down as well. Also, the Kyoto news. All the big papers over there are reporting massive radiation increases, and they're reporting on U.S. personnel that helped with the cleanup. valiantly, dying at record levels of cancer. But that's only in the Japanese news. We're going to be breaking that down. So when there's a real crisis, the establishment is not going to tell you about it. And that said, I want to say something about my uncle who's fighting for his life right now in a Tyler, East Texas, a nice hospital, good people there. William Hammond was a highly decorated and is a highly decorated Vietnam helicopter pilot in Special Forces operations. He never told me about that. Me and my cousin, we were about 12. He's the same age as I, Buckley Hammond, dug through when he was going to work one day when I was down in San Antonio. One day went dug through his army trunk and it was all the citations and shot down six times delivering Special Forces and just all this incredible stuff. We sat there all day just reading this, all the just amazing stuff and probably a lot of it classified. But the point was, is that it had the citations and the letters and the medals and the missions into countries, you know, around Vietnam. And then he went and did work in Central America and so many other things. And he was the guy that when I was about 14, 15, I already read all these history books and had family that were John Birchers, but it was like background. He was the guy when Rush Limbaugh was first on the air, when I was about 14, 15 years old. I'm only 40. I think Limbaugh's been on that long. He was on the air when I was 15. I was like, I love Rush Limbaugh. He's the best, and I'm a conservative and libertarian. And he looked at me and he said, listen, it's a lot more than that. There's a global empire. It's a world government. The CIA works for foreign banks. You know, I'm not going to tell you about it all, but just believe me, son. And he said, you know, read these books and gave me materials. And he's the guy, more than anybody, more than even my dad, who was a really smart guy and knows about how the world really works, I probably wouldn't be on the air today if it wasn't for William Hammond. And I just dread going, because I hear it's bad, him on that respirator, going and seeing him in East Texas tonight or tomorrow. I probably should go tonight. I just do not want to go. And I just hope he lives. The point is that for so many other people, Rob Dews, one of his best friends, 34 years old, our news director, he's only 39. One of his best friends in New Jersey died. And they did test. They don't know what it is. It's not H1N1. It's not swine flu. They can't find bacteria. They think it's a mycoplasm, which is a tiny bacteria. It's like compared to regular bacteria, like a regular bacteria is an elephant. This is like a flea compared to regular bacteria. Like an amoeba is a star destroyer compared to a regular bacteria that's an elephant, and this is like a flea. That's basically, or an amoeba is the Empire State's building. A regular sized bacteria is an elephant, and this is like a flea. I mean, that's how small they are. There's KHOU. 3 weeks after I started reporting this, they started reporting it in Dallas, Houston, and mainly East Texas. Mystery illness claims 4 lives in one hospital. And by the way, since then, it's 6 lives out of 8 at one hospital. This is killing a lot of people. Of course, the big pharma that advertises everywhere jumped on it and said, oh, it's H1N1. You know, go get your flu shot. Folks, I have the articles right here. I'm not a troglodyte. I believe in technology. I believe in the science of immunization that's been around with smallpox for 500 years. I know immunization works. The government's been caught doing secret testing on basically everybody. They've been caught adding horrible stuff on purpose to vaccines. Bayer got caught adding HIV and hepatitis knowingly to their factor VIII for 11 years. They didn't get in trouble. They go to prisons with people that are HIV positive and take their blood on purpose. Bill Clinton was part of that. And ship it. I don't trust it because of how dangerous these companies are. And there's side effects to vaccines that it lowers your immunity. Yeah, it'll help you when you do it sometimes, but then it lowers your immunity to everything else. And I've got studies right here. I'll show TV viewers. I'll give you the name of the studies for radio listeners in a moment. The issue is it's like penicillin discovered in 1944. Secretly discovered by the Allies and then not widely used till after that. The problem is it's given rise to the superbugs that will kill you, that there's no treatment for, tuberculosis, the list goes on and on. And they've got antiviral drugs that are making the viruses stronger. I'm not saying antibiotics are bad. I'm saying that overprescribing them and all this now is that they got to give you antibiotics so strong they make your kidneys shut off, which has happened to my uncle. And the doctors believe it's a bacteria. microplasm. Then I got to hear in the news, oh, Tyler, people are dying in Tyler. It's H1N1. I talked to the doctors. No, it's some kind of bacteria. So I got to, I mean, I'm talking to them. And I'm making calls to Houston, and they think it's a bacteria. And in the news, they're saying it's flu doesn't last 3 weeks, folks. If flu's going to kill you, it kills you in 4 or 5 days. This has taken a month to kill some people. Some people it's killing overnight. And they're saying they believe superbugs may kill billions, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I'm saying this is such a humongous issue. Now, let me show you a few headlines that deal with this. Again, my cousin, 3.5 weeks ago, gets a fever one night, is dead in the morning. My uncle's taking care of him, goes over to take, because he lives in the same area. My cousin, Peter Hammond, dead in the morning. Dead. My uncle gets sick from it 3 days later. Fighting it for 3+ weeks. Week and a half ago, couldn't breathe, already been to the hospital. They discharged him. No, you don't need to be at the hospital. Goes back, can't breathe, on a ventilator, fighting for his life, losing circulation in his legs. Brainwaves, are there, but going down. This is serious. And how can you tell it's a real plague, folks? Historically, I've researched this. You can look it up. When it's real, when it's really killing people, 200,000+ they estimate in the CDC die from, quote, infectious complications. They only list 20-something thousand as superbugs, but it's well over that. Some of the numbers we've got are more than 1 million actually dying. It's something like 3 million all total, bad drug interactions, cutting off the wrong leg. You know the horror stories. The sick buildings in there with the super-resistant bacteria. Number one thing is if you're going to go to a hospital, go to a brand new one, folks, because the old ones, no matter how good the doctors are, they've got stuff in there that's basically immortal cell lines. If you don't know what that is, there are cells and bacteria, but also animal cells, that cannot be killed except by fire. Just search immortal cell line. They first discovered it back in the 40s with cancers that kill the people that take them, but you can put the cancer in a petri dish, it's alive 10 years later. It's like zombie cells. And that's basically what antibiotics are helping accelerate. And I've got a story right here. Superbug bacteria widespread in U.S. chicken, Reuters. And it says half the chicken, 49.7%, carried a bacterium that is basically impossible to kill with any known antibiotic. And I've been talking to scientists, epidemiologist, you name it, in the last month. You heard us first here almost a month ago say there's a mystery illness because it's killing my family, my kin, and other people. And I'm looking at the reports. My dad's been to the hospitals, and he's a physician. And they don't know what it is. They think it's a microplasm. And they believe it's connected to the over-antibiotics use in these infested, mainly chickens, in these giant mass production concentration camps where they cut their beaks off and have them covered in mites and these hell holes force feeding them. I mean, this stuff's all going to blow back on us, folks. That's all I can tell you. And I'm going to finish this up when we come back with the flu news. Stay with us.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When the bell begins to chime, reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't have much time.
Because at 5 o'clock, they'd take me to the gallows pole, the sands of time. Sands of time for all of us are running low. Just as William Shakespeare wrote, out, out, brief candle. This consciousness, this being alive, being able to just see all the wonderment around us. Meanwhile, the globalists dominate our reality and make us look at all these Hollywood people and all these music people and Britney Spears and Kanye West and all of it. It's a fraud. It's a joke. The NFL, all of it in the final equation is nothing compared to God's creation around us. Finishing up, the point is that in major studies, I'm going to show these to you if you're watching on TV. I'll mention the headlines for radio listeners. They've never, in 50 years of flu vaccines, guessed what the mutation is the next year. And then there's cancer viruses and mercury and mutated dead bacteria and DNA and RNA. It's a nightmare. And then they get on the news and go, no side effects from flu shots. And then you actually read the studies. A lot of times the flu shots somehow mutate other flu in your body and then cause super plagues and lower your immunity and just do so many bad things. And three flu shots and it doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. That's CBS News on a study a decade ago. Here's some of the headlines right here. Confirmed, flu vaccine increases risk of serious pandemic illness. That's from Dr. Mercola. He's posting an ABC News article. If you scroll down, ABC News. New study confirms flu vaccine really does increase your risk of serious pandemic flu illnesses. Doesn't seriously increases it. It doubles it. And that's from Australia, Canada, the United States, government studies. I mean, everybody I know that takes the flu shot gets deathly ill from it. My mother used to be a triathlete. They told them all, take it. She was on the UT master swim team. They said, take it. She got almost died like a decade ago. She doesn't take vaccines now. My uncle got cut. They told him, take a tetanus shot. He swole up, almost killed him. Not the same uncle, and my dad's brother. He says, I'll never take another vaccine. Your doctor's not bad, but they are working for a system that's fraudulent. Here it is. Dangerous drug-defying superbug, MRSA, jumps from hospitals to strike communities. What is this, Associated Press? This is the type of stuff that we're talking about here, okay? I mean, there's just literally thousands of articles or more on this. Like, thousands is an understatement. Probably millions of stories and hundreds of thousands of studies. But then, I've read this many years. They always do it in major newspapers and on radio and TV the month before school starts, because that's a big time for the schools that pay for all the vaccines. The big vaccine makers are lobbying. They say, there are zero side effects from the flu shot or any of their vaccines. Don't listen to conspiracy theorists. And then I'll take those articles here on air, and I'll put them right next to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and show each vaccine they're talking about. And every one of them says can kill you, can give you Guillain-Barre's, permanent narcolepsy, permanent epilepsy, autoimmune disorders, foaming at the mouth, psychotic breaks. I mean, kill you from the flu, can give you the flu. I mean, they just admit it all. And then I go, hey, you might want to read the actual insert. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. Hey, I got three children. I got a wife. My children have never had one vaccine. They're healthier than all the other children I know. This is like a killer illness. They had this lung thing. Were sick for 3 weeks. My kids are never sick. They had this mystery illness. Went to the doctor, did swabs. Doctor said, here's antibiotics. Here's antiviral. And I said, no. And my wife said, no. Do a swab. Send it off. We'll pay the $500 for a wide spectrum test. Doctor goes, well, actually, we've been doing tests. We don't know what it is. So you're just going to tell us take this antibiotic? No, we're not going to do it. And they got better. Because it turns out they've had my uncle and everybody else on everything. And then it gets so toxic, that basically kills them. If the virus or bacteria or whatever it is doesn't. They can't find out what it is. They don't know. And just giving you more drugs and more antibiotics makes it worse. They raise turkeys and chickens, ladies and gentlemen. I know Christmas is coming up. I don't want to freak you out, but better buy a free range, ladies and gentlemen. And it costs a few bucks more, but it's worth it. Let me tell you why. I've worked in agriculture. I've got a family that's got a big ranch, cows, you name it. I've worked for a large animal vet for multiple years, and I've been to these facilities where the vet has to sign off on them. You're talking a million chickens in one building with mites crawling all over them, ladies and gentlemen, and giving them so many drugs, the chickens have had their beaks cut off so they don't kill themselves. Because a bird will kill itself living in a hell. You'd kill yourself, too. They will peck at their bodies till they die. They cut their beaks off. These are giant blobs held in cages inside of their body, literally being force-fed food. and given, and there's drugs in the food, and the bacteria in them are becoming, and the viruses are becoming so strong in these living, tortured petri dishes, and then we're eating the literal tortured animal with all its tortured hormones and things as its body fights back, and all of its endorphins, and all of its pain, and everything it's been through. We then eat this, and we wonder why our girls going to puberty. First it was 15, then 12, then 10. There are girls having babies at age 7. There are girls going into puberty at age 3. Does the doctor say don't eat GMO, don't eat hormone-fed chicken or whatever? Chickens are the worst. That's where they really, really hit them hard. No. They go, oh, we're going to put your 3-year-old on hormones so your 3-year-old doesn't have a menstrual period. You don't believe me? Just search engine. 3-year-olds are now having menstrual periods. 7-year-olds are having babies. We are cursed by the evil of these corporations. And some of the people on the real left criticize all this, and they should. Meanwhile, we're talking about Duck Dynasty and a preacher, a lay preacher, rich guy that came up with duck calls, who they gave a show to make fun of conservatives. It became so popular with conservatives and Christians. It's the number one show in the history of cable. And they kick him off. Now, there's the Daily Mail headline, girls starting their puberty at 3. See, I'm not making this up. The point is, I think they had a girl in Mexico, got pregnant at 5. The point is, 7, they're having babies. And then Esquire, or was it GQ, goes and interviews him. What do you think he's going to say? It's his culture. He's not going to endorse homosexuality. And so then they go, oh, he's off the air. And then Cracker Barrel removes their items and until there was a backlash. And Walmart sold out of their items. They know what's going on. The point is that it's about domination. It's about being conquered by this system. Because if they can sell you on the false civil right of we got to teach 5-year-olds how to have anal sex, as they do in public schools, and 7-year-olds how to masturbate, or we're not liberal, it's really pedophilia. If they can get away with that and taking crosses down and nativity scenes and Christmas trees down, folks, they can get away with anything. It's an agenda of total social control. And they're using gay people, ladies and gentlemen, who I have nothing against. I don't judge anybody. Let me tell you, that is one of the least of the things we got going on in this society. The point is they're pushing that agenda because they got the NSA spying on us and the foreign banks debasing the dollar and all the corruption and the deindustrialization. The government wants to be able to have something to have us fight over because the Republican and Democratic leadership is totally destroying this country at the top and trying to destroy the Libertarian Tea Party that's trying to stop it. You'll know who the good guys are. Look at who's being attacked. So they want to have some football issue, some phony right of, oh, the right-wingers don't want to pay for sex changes of serial killers. Literally. Oh, this serial killer killed 15 people, and he wants to be a woman, and the surgery's $50,000, and racist homophobes don't want to pay for it. We got superbugs breeding. We've got Russia threatening to nuke Europe and the U.S. because we're moving missiles in against them. We've got our government funding Al-Qaeda to attack sovereign nations and turning Egypt over to radicals. And we've got all these serious things going on, and we're talking... let me tell you, there's almost nowhere in this country that gay people are being suppressed or attacked. And we all know that. This is all about a phony thing to get us all debating whether some hillbilly, some country bumpkin can say, I like women. I don't know why you like guys. We're all talking about that. Our whole civilization is coming down around us. And I've got news coming up in the next hour. Fukushima radiation is off the chart. A giant wave is just now starting to hit the U.S. next month that is now 10 times the radiation that previously hit us. We're all being hit by this. I don't care what color you are or what sexual persuasion. And we're going to cover it all in your phone calls in the second hour coming up and gay false flags as well. We'll tell you what that is.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to open the phones up in the start of the next segment to talk about the Obamacare deadline. I guess it is here tomorrow that if you don't buy the Obamacare, you get a big fine. And if you don't accept that fact, you're racist, basically, is what they've said, literally. So we're going to be breaking that down. And we've got Charlie Daniels to Piers Morgan. You wouldn't last 5 minutes in the Duck Dynasty swamps. We're going to cover some of that coming up. Man, I tell you, just the basic human culture is being overwritten by a plastic, toxic, anti-human, globalist, control freak agenda. And I can put up with almost any sin if it's not a sin against innocence. And if it's not a sin against the natural order of things. It's one thing for people to do stuff that's their own deal, but when they try to, like, make you adopt it, that really makes me angry. It really, 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 really makes me angry. And so this is a short little segment. When we come back, I'm going to give the number out. Not yet, but I'm going to give the number out so that we can hear from people on Obamacare. And have you been able to sign up? And are you ready to be fined because you couldn't sign up? Because it's so diabolical, the average person couldn't admit it to themselves. But we told you before it went through that it was designed to raise the prices, cut the quality of care, and then not let you even sign up or get it so that you get penalized. But so they have your address when you tried to sign up to come and grab your bank account, which started a couple weeks ago. So that is coming up on the other side. Thank you. Probably another article of this quick break. And then I have, finishing up with the Duck Dynasty situation, I saw a Mark Dice video today that I was going to play. But in the interest of time, you just go to his YouTube site and find that, or we'll link it on Infowars.com, called Gay False Flag. And what it is a social engineering false flag. And we're going to get into that. And I went and pulled up the articles he has in his video, and it's certainly true. And you know, I'd forgotten how almost every time, and I'm actually glad this is the case because I want to believe that the Ku Klux Klan is not a popular organization, that you hear about the Ku Klux Klan with a cross burning in some yard or doing something like that, almost every time it's been staged. Remember all those black churches getting burned down? You never heard about that again? Turned out it was black groups doing it. And this is the culture the system's built, and I don't blame people for false flagging. That's what the government and corporations do. They either create the crisis or make one up and then pose as the solution. So we're going to get into gay false flags when we come back. Then the really big news of the radiation situation at Fukushima and more. And give the phone number out to talk about Obozo Care and where all of that is going here today. Also, I just did an hour of the transmission and never even plugged any of the sponsors that we have. That's how we fund our operation, but more importantly, it's how we get the word out. PrisonPlanet.tv. We run it every December. You can get 5.3 months free. So instead of $59, it's $39. And astute folks will say, well, that's not 5-plus months free. No, the year's already discounted by a couple months when you sign up for it any time of the year. You already get a discount signing up for a year. But then when you sign up in December, you get even more months off. So it comes out to, on the full discount, 5.3 months free when you sign up for a year in December at PrisonPlanet.tv. So there's the actual numbers. It's $54.95. For a year, if you add $5.95 together for 12 months, it's more than $54. So when you sign up for a year, it's usually $54. When you sign up now, it's $39.95. But this doesn't matter. The point is, get the word out, support us, get the First Amendment out, hardcore liberty issues out, and you can get 11 memberships. Your username and passcode, 11 people can sign in simultaneously with that username and passcode. So don't fight the crowds. Don't burn all that gas. Give PrisonPlanet.tv memberships in an e-card or write the username and passcode in a physical card and say, hey, here's a forbidden website for you.
When you grab and mess with your friends, you get the truth.
Songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Toll-free number to join us. The mandate goes in 24 hours. Giant taxes on all the slaves who can't even buy the fraudulent overpriced insurance. That's all it was written by insurance companies to gouge you. But as long as it's liberal and trendy, it's okay. Destroy markets and have nothing but slave mandates, stealing your wealth for private corporate taxes. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539 is the toll-free number to join us on this live 22nd day, Sunday worldwide transmission. Again, toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. We don't screen your calls usually, but if I say I want to hear about Obamacare and your take on it, or if you've seen this mystery illness hurt your family, kill your family, all over the country, we're getting the reports, the emails of people's families dying. The doctors can't tell them if it's viral, if it's bacterial. That's unprecedented. I've lost family. I'm in the process of battling for my uncle's life right now. This is a serious issue. We reported it 3 weeks before it was in Houston and Dallas and other TV stations. So, big situation. We need your HUMET, your human intelligence out there on the ground to tell us what's happening in your area. So 877-789-2539. If you're not calling it Obamacare or the mystery illness, I know folks want to talk about Duck Dynasty and the attack on the First Amendment. It is important. But quite frankly, compared to Obozo care, well, how am I saying Obozo? He's dominating and ruling and robbing us. Oh, tyrant care. Oh, vomit care. So, bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get your take on all of that. Okay, that's coming up in the next segment. Let's get into this news here. Here's the New York Times. It says mixed messages add anxiety as deadline nears in Health Act. Mixed messages? The law always said it would double, quadruple prices over the next 5 years. It always said it would cut quality of care and set up death panels. It always said it would make you buy it, written by insurance companies, increasing the price. It always said it would garnish your wages and keep your tax return or your tax refund if you didn't buy it. So, of course, they're not going to let you sign up and not let you get it. Almost everyone who thinks they've signed up, as I told you months ago, didn't really sign up. They're showing up at hospitals and saying they did it. So when you hear 10% were able to do it, those are idiots who believe their Lord and Savior, as Jamie Foxx said it, Barack Obama was going to give them something free. People don't believe he said that. We keep up Lord and Savior, please. Thank you. So, I mean, at Christmas here, it's okay. You got to take the Christmas trees down and the crosses, but it's okay to say our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. And he just says it again, like, can you believe that name? Barack Obama. Got to hand it to these foreign banks. They are geniuses. Put in that trendy guy. Man, I tell you, they could literally barbecue babies on the White House lawn. If you're not for it, you're racist. Here it is. Here's the trendiness. Democratic senator says Obamacare could have meltdown, hurt party. Well, why? The Republican leadership, Boehner, only wants to delay it for a year like Obama. The Republican leadership helped write it. Karl Rove, Mitt Romney, they're the same ones trying to shut down libertarian takeover of the Republican Party after Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. I mean, what's wrong, Democrats? I mean, you're all part of the club. Don't you want to hurt your constituents some more? What, it doesn't work to call them racist? Here, let's go on to the next article. Obama repeals Obamacare. That's on the Wall Street Journal. Under pressure from Senate Democrats, the president partly suspends the individual mandate. Let me tell you what's in all these articles, folks. And I told you this months ago. I know how they work. They don't want you to know they openly cheated you and screwed you. So they act like it's a screw-up and, oh, I'm incompetent. Give me more power, more funding. The main thing that the insurance companies wanted, the big ones, was to be able to shut down their competition, have more regulations against small operators, just like the Stimulus Act shuts down small banks and credit unions. That's now in the news. I told you at the time what it would do. I read the bill. I had experts on. This is big mega corporation mafia shutting down their competition. So they came out and they said the main thing they wanted was to be able to have any prices charged they want. And then as a group, they kick everybody off and get rid of competition while you're busy looking at Obamacare, and it allows them federally to suspend state laws fixing the prices of health insurance. And they're already lobbying to get rid of state laws on auto insurance because they know you can go to the legislature and keep it competitive and keep prices down. That's all over. They're going to get they're already going to make you pay whatever they want on house insurance. That's a J21 and business insurance. You're not going to pay $100 a year for business insurance now. It's going to be $10,000 or whatever it takes to shut you down. Your hot dog cart's going to be $10,000 a year. They're going to charge you whatever they want on health insurance. Everything. These are foreign banks. These are mafias. It'll kill a million Iraqis for oil, folks. They hate you even more. You're about to find out what not having due process is like. So they go on here in the New York Times and the mixed messages had anxiety as deadline nears in healthcare to admit that as the deadline approaches, a series of decisions by Obama administration to delay some of the law's most important provisions and to extend some deadlines has caused uncertainty among insurers and confusion among consumers. You see, this whole thing is falling apart right now. They've already kicked people off. They just want to say, oh, you might be able to get back on now and make people think it's been suspended. None of it's going to be suspended. This is a war game test to see what you'll put up with. And the media will never let you organize. They'll act like you're alone and call you conspiracy theorists if you say your Humana went up in Texas 500+%, 539% for families. That was reported on mainstream news. Well, if you just, that's a conspiracy theory. And you're like, but my bill says it. Shut up, racist. And you're going to just take that bill and go, I'm not racist. I'm going to pay it. Now let's go to the next deal here. Talking about trendiness, the gay bars. Here's Politico. Obamacare outreach hits the clubs. And now they're going out to the gay bars, it reports here. In fact, Drudge got it right there with the headline on drudgereport.com. Has it right there. Now the outreach there in the left-hand corner, Obamacare pitched at gay clubs. And then it's they throw condoms out and go, Obama loves you. He loves you. I got a plan. Talk about oppressing people and using their goodwill for Obama. They admit with Obamacare, they've got rock stars and music stars coming out promoting it. They've got children's shows promoting it. They're targeting under 20s and groups they think are totally dumb. These are corporations preying on you. I mean, I'm convinced that if you walked in a gay bar in a rainbow outfit and started killing people with a hatchet, they would literally open their shirts up and say, hit me in the chest with a hatchet. You're wearing a rainbow outfit. I mean, that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen, is absolute exploitation to a mega level exploitation. And they are targeting the groups they think are the absolute dumbest. That's them. I'm not saying you're dumb. They think you're dumb. Here is a article out of New York Post. DC staff irked by NBC News. Yeah, they're going to get rid of all you prostitutes. They don't need you anymore. They used you long enough to try to push their agenda. Now you're discredited for carrying their water. And so they're done with you. They're going to go to straight press release on the White House with their own PR reporters. It's over for you. The Pentagon shifting gears to what's left of the real media. Media Matters run by the White House is shifting to blogs, my show, Drudge Report, and others. They're coming after us now. They've destroyed you. They bought you off. You're discredited. You're done. They don't need you anymore. They're moving on to attack us. The pirates are trying to board us. Now, I'm going to tell you about gay false flags and Duck Dynasty and the radiation levels from Fukushima 10 times what they were previously. But first, your phone calls straight ahead on the other side of this quick break. We're going to give you the inside scoop on a lot more.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
As for me and my kin, we wish you all a Merry Christmas. We wish you, more importantly, liberty, and that your soul be forever with the true light of God and not that of the New World Order. Nobody rides for free. We're not going to have a free society without standing up for liberty and defending it. If we don't defend it, we'll be usurped, we'll be overrun, we'll be enslaved by every evil that exists. Let's go to your phone calls, Jeff, Nick, Daniel, Ironhead, and so many others that are patiently holding here tonight. I see the phone lines loaded up. Let's go to Nick in Philly. Nick, you're up first. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing, my friend? Long time no talk. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, brother. You too.
I just wanted to say I'm really, really concerned about your uncle, and I just wanted to ask you a few quick questions because I want to use every bit of scientific knowledge I have to try to help him. The first question I have is, do you know...
Let me just be clear. My uncle, his son died. He took care of him of some mystery illness, not viral, not bacterial. They can't find out what it is. It's in the news now in Texas and other states, killing a lot of people. But the mainstream media, the national media is not covering it. And you say on the board here that you're a, quote, scientist.
Yes.
What type of scientist? Are you an epidemiologist or what is it?
Actually, no. I'm a pioneer research scientist like Gregor Mendel, and that was my first question, is if he had a blood test run for a bacterial culture, if he actually had that.
Yes, they did. They've done all that. That's the thing. That's why the media has been calling it a mystery illness, and then they've hijacked it and calling it flu. But I've called the hospitals, because it's in the news, the hospital he's at as well. And I call them and they go, no, it's not. We don't know if it's flu. No. So the media finally doesn't want it to be a mystery. I mean, we know these different drug resistant bacteria are killing people. We know, and that's probably what it is.
Well, my other question is, did they do a fungal culture?
No, I don't believe they did a fungal. And I guess that's the word, is there have been a lot of people dying from funguses. In fact, who was that Hollywood star and then her boyfriend died too? And it wasn't drugs and it turned out it was, Brittany Murphy, fungus, yeah.
That's why it's important to see if you can try to have that done, and also a complete blood count to see if there's possibly some type of parasite going on as well.
Let me ask you this. Yeah, I know that hospitals only look at what they're supposed to look at. Let me ask you this. It sounds like you know what you're talking about, because that's what we're looking at is fungus, and that's what other scientists are looking at. What's going on, though, with these fungal outbreaks? Because they are connected to deaths right now.
Well, I think one of the things of why there's so much of a problem with fungus is twofold, Alex. One, when a person is over antibiotic with antibacterial agents, it kills the good bacteria. And when the good bacteria die, it causes a blossoming of fungus in the body, especially fungus that is harmful.
Exactly. Okay. They put you on antibiotics. It removes the buffer. They're dead. Now the bad guys can move in. And there's the headline, Brittany Murphy killed by fungus. Again, mainstream news. Let's put that headline back on screen. Well, you really know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know.
Go ahead. Alex, I wanted to say to you, I apologize for interrupting.
No, go ahead.
One of the most deadly, it's called Candida Applicans. And you got to be really, really careful with that. It even causes yeast infections in women. And when somebody's over antibiotic, it causes Candida Applicans to just spread throughout the body. It's not a good thing. And there's, other toxic funguses, too. So I think it would be a good idea.
Sure. And the body gets infected by the intestines, and they've genetically engineered the wheat now to where it can survive these funguses. So it lives. The wheat should die. You shouldn't be eating it. So I know cattle die from fungus infected wheat. So they've learned to not give it to cows, but they give it to us. And that's privately, it's incredible you called. Privately, the intel is probably fungus in wheat. And that's actually the mystery illness. But they'll never say that in the hospitals because they don't want to go after big agra. They don't want to clean up the problem. And so what do we do in this madhouse?
Well, this is the whole thing, Alex. And I'm going to be totally honest with you. And see, me as a scientist, I'm the type of scientist, the scientist of the 50s, that my job is to go out and find a cure for people, not just a treatment, but that cure disease.
Well, let me ask you, what knocks out this fungus that's growing on the wheat then? I mean, my uncle's there. They don't think he's going to make it. I mean, I don't want to freak out family listening, but that's the word. It's like 90%. He's in deep trouble. The point is, what would you do then to knock out Ibida's fungus? Why not try stuff?
Well, if it is a fungal infection going on, one of the best things that knocks out Candida Applicans, it's called clotrimazole. It's an antifungal agent, and it's very, very effective against candida applicants. But the thing is, that's why it's important to get that fungal culture to find out if that's what the fungus is.
Well, you know, the only thing that I'm the only person in my family that hasn't gotten sick from this, and you know what I take? I take olive leaf extract.
And actually, that's a good thing to take. And something else, there is another natural. And I see a lot of people don't notice, but I've done a lot of research on my own. Something else that's a very good fungal agent, believe it or not, is horseradish. But once you get this in your system, once it starts proliferating, this fungus, clotrimazole is very good on combating it and killing it. But the main thing is to find out if that's what's going on. See, and this is what makes me sick. It's like too many doctors... They're taking educated guesses as to what's going on instead of doing...
Oh, no, with my kids, they wanted to put them on antibiotics without a swab, and I made them do the swab 2 weeks ago, and they said, well, we didn't find anything. And I said, well, then why put them on it? And they got better. I'm not going to just... That's what's causing the superbugs is the overprescription. People go, what, are you against antibiotics? No, I'm against their overuse. What's the name of the drug? I'm going to call my dad because he's almost there with my uncle again right now. He's been back and forth. Tell me the name of the drug.
Okay, it's called clotrimazole. I believe the trade name is Micelex, M-I-C-E-L-E-X.
Say that again.
And the chemical is clotrimazole.
Yeah, M-I-C-L?
I think it's M-I-C-E-L-E-X, Micelex.
Got it.
And I think that the chemical name is clotrimazole. But like I said, the main thing is to have, you know...
Well, no, it's funny you say that because... In England and here, we're talking about this like last week, that the fungus is killing people. And so they can't find if it's bacteria or viral, and they've got all these microplasm bacteria are too small to find. But you're right. I bet it's fungus because all this rain, Texas was in a drought, got deluged. Oh, my gosh. That is incredible.
Exactly. And see, this is the thing, Alex. It's like I said, too many doctors are taking educated guesses. And for them to find out truly what's going on, they just can't do a blood test, bacterial culture with stain. They also have to do fungal culture with stain, and they have to do a complete blood test.
Exactly. Why does medical science, even though in the mainline science, they admit funguses are killing almost as much as bacteria, why do they only look at viruses and bacteria? Is it because Big Pharma hasn't developed drugs yet for fungus? I mean, why don't we talk about fungus?
Actually, they do have medications for fungus, but unfortunately, they're not. It just turns my guts because they're not concentrating on yet another problem that's out there. Fungus could be just as deadly as bacteria.
Absolutely, bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Great point. God bless you, sir. God, thank you so much for that, Nick. We're gonna come back with Jeff, Daniel, Ironhead, and many others. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
First of all, give an honor to God and our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. Barack Obama! Y'all stand up right
now. He's elemental. His sight is clean. He is perpetual. He keeps the country free. Electric Eye, our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. Always in focus. Don't feel his stare. But you don't know I'm there. Remember I told you the NSA was spying on you and how they were doing it? And exactly what I told you later was admitted? It's because this stuff was not even secret. Most of it wasn't a secret. We got a lot of the secret info because I'm one of the few people crazy enough to actually put this information out. I know the secret of life where none of us are getting out of this alive. None of us. So why not stand up for human dignity and freedom? That's where I stand. Does it mean I have all the answers? Does it mean I'm perfect? No. But I make the choice in my heart, right here, to stand for good, stand for justice. That's where I stand. And God is my North Star. Look at this article. NSA panel member recommends increased data collection. Former CIA chief, controversial bulk collection of data should be expanded to include email and should prevent the next 9/11. They had total spying on 9/11. That even came out in court. And they ordered stand downs of the FBI, the CIA, the Navy SEALs, Delta Force, Stratus Ivy, Solar Winds. I'm saying all the names right now. If you're a listener, just search that and you'll find out. They ordered stand downs on 9/11 and before it. We've interviewed Sabelle Edmonds, the NSA whistleblower. And then they use their stand down, their program, their operation, which they now admit focused on us politically and the Associated Press and the media to create a chilling effect. They focus on us and say, oh, we want more illegal spying or the terrorists are going to get you. The very same terrorists they put in Libya, Syria, Egypt, everywhere else. Al-Qaeda's taken over Iraq, armed by our government. You want to know why the military has record suicides? One big part of it is they kill themselves when they're told to train Al-Qaeda. And the Al-Qaeda even makes jokes to them about, you American pigs. This has come out in the news after I reported it. We killed you years ago in Iraq and Afghanistan. We'll kill you soon after Assad. And the troops go home and kill themselves rather than train Al-Qaeda. Why don't you go public? Why don't you speak out as some have done? Why don't you say no like the Navy SEAL families instead of killing yourself for the New World Order? Because you can't not follow an order. You can't train Al-Qaeda. Why don't you just go public instead of killing yourselves? Why don't you kill yourself in the fight against the globalists with your energy and your voice? Because you only feel secure in the system following their orders. You don't know what to do when you learn it's all a betrayal. Well, do what I and others have done who've learned of the betrayal. Decide to betray evil. Decide to give in to goodness. Decide to fully commit to bringing these people down. Decide to just put it on God's altar and say, I'm not perfect. I don't have the answers. I want to fight evil. I am a vessel. Pour your spirit into me. And the minute you do that, it will begin. And that's what I say to all the other talk show hosts, and everyone else that serves this system. You can't make a deal with this evil, and you know that in your gut. That's why the hair on the back of your neck standing up right now. You need to join the defense of liberty. You need to join the defense of the innocents now. Look at the fruits of the New World Order. Look at the fruits of the establishment and this plastic culture. Who wants any part of that? That's the question I ask you tonight. Our species is under attack by a kleptocratic group of scientists that are playing God and who learn the secret rules of programming humans who've attacked their own species. These people are an aberration. They are a disease running through the body politic, and they must be removed. And they have committed legions of crimes that in a court of law will allow their removal. You don't join us in this epic quest for liberty. You are signing on to madness. They tell you, oh, it's a new age. It's a new system. We've got to join with the dark side. That is a fraud. This great move of evil is to suppress the human enlightenment that is already beginning. Everything the globalists do is a counterfeit. Christ has his new age, they create their new age. We have our renaissance, they create their renaissance. We have our illumination of awakening, they create their Illuminati as the counterfeit. Learn to recognize the real from the counterfeit. Let's go to your phone calls. Jeff in New Mexico, then we'll go to everybody else. Jeff, thanks for calling tonight. Welcome to the airwaves worldwide.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing all right, brother.
Good. I got a couple of real important questions, a quick comment, if you don't mind me saying. Striper, you know, metal band Striper, they got a new album called No More Hell to Pay. And I tell you what, you should listen to that. It's good stuff. Maybe get them on.
I've heard some good Striper songs. In fact, I heard one just the other week on the radio. I thought I ought to play that. In fact, send the recommendation.
I actually talked to his mom today, their drummer and the lead singer, Michael Roberts' mom today. trying to get him on your show. They're friends with Dave Mustaine from Megadeth. He's been on your show. And maybe I'll call back and talk to you about that later. But I have a couple of questions about Obamacare and another question.
Sure.
My daughter is almost 17. She suffered from asthma for a couple of years after several vaccinations were given to her. All of a sudden, this asthma. And we've almost lost her three times, or close call, I should say, in the last month or so. And the epinephrine shots and nebulizer machines and everything else, and they just can't seem to get a hold of that. Is it, I don't know if it has to do with the vaccinations or the chemtrails. Do you have any ideas about that?
Well, I don't want to medically sit here and say what's happening to your daughter. I'm not a physician, but I researched and talked to all the top physicians. Since vaccines came in, that's what they do. They create an autoimmune response in the brain and the lungs and the stomach. That's in the inserts. They don't deny that. You can get an instant asthmatic response 10 minutes after taking it and literally die. And so it's linked to that. The GMO is linked to it. Our bodies are hammered with outside GMO chemicals, biologicals, drug-resistant bugs, viruses. That's why you finally get cancer, is because your body just fights and fights and fights and finally just gives up. And so I don't know what particularly is happening to your daughter, but mentally the brain is so powerful. All the studies show if she just has spiritual experiences, gets close to God, gets her soul purified, even if she ends up dying, we're all going to die, she'll be with the good side. She'll not be sucked into the evil. But separate, it will help boost her immune system. And I would just say non-GMO, purified water, key trace elements, minerals. My family, we don't take vaccines. And again, if there was some deadly pathogen killing people 100% of the time or something, I'd take a vaccine if it was proven to be effective. These vaccines are made by evil globalist companies in human testing and secret operations. They're behind the sickness is the issue. So that's why they can't be trusted.
And just so you know, I actually called before. I forgot to mention I was a first-time caller last time. It's my second time, but I'm a preacher. I was a preacher full-time. So my daughters were born-again Christians. And I wanted to mention the fact that about Obamacare, I'd actually call because I'm so confused. I called our local DHS office. They said we had to March 31st. So I was... Because I was told so many people's banks have been wiped out.
No, they have. They're grabbing bank accounts, as we told you. They're grabbing tax returns, tax refunds. They want to find out who doesn't have it to target you in a contract, because the contract says you waive your rights when you sign up, your medical records. It's a total criminal takeover to test to see what they can get away with. And the good news is they're not getting away with it. But we have to realize it's not a screw-up. They found out if they say something's a screw-up, no, they say you got to be signed up in the next 24 hours or they're going to start fining you. Then Obama will claim he's removing that, but they're going to go ahead with the mandate and you'll still be hit with the fine. Again, that's how they operate. Total deception. They say this is not an attack when it is an attack. They are the devil.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says, you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just got paid today. Got me a pocket full of change.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Said I just got paid today.
And again, increasing the debt doesn't increase the debt, and Obamacare is free. If you don't agree with that, you are racist. I got loaded phone lines, only one segment left. I want to try to jam all of you in. I said I'd get into gay false flags. This whole Duck Dynasty thing is a setup. What the guy said isn't even hateful at all. It's about making us guilty so they can attach a political agenda to a fake civil rights movement while all of our liberties are being destroyed. And that's basically what's going on. Now, let's go ahead and there's a lot of different Facebooks. One has 2 million. Others have hundreds of thousands. If you look at InfoWars Free Speech, it's one we set up dealing with all of that as well. But I mean, here's just some of the articles. Lesbian teen faked anti-gay notes that sparked college's solidarity rally. CBS St. Louis. Cops, lesbians fake attack in which she carved anti-gay slurs into her skin. Lesbian waitress is anti-gay receipt flap fired, putting fake stuff on a receipt that wasn't said to her. Fake hating lesbian fraudster lies about everything, says former co-workers. No rally after Moorhead cops say alleged attack wasn't hate crime against gays. UNC student who claimed hate crime cited for filing false report. Gay man pleads guilty to false report of attack in downtown Missoula. And I got more of these. But, I mean, you know, this is just the standard deal. And so GQ goes and talks to a lay preacher, extremely conservative person. And I'm surprised he didn't quote Leviticus. He just said, you know, I like women, not men. Like, I like strawberry milkshakes, not vanilla. And they said, boom, you're suspended, all the rest of it. And that's blown up in their face. But the fact that Cracker Barrel would remove the items like it would be offensive, it just shows the tyranny we're under. While all of our basic liberties are being butchered, this is happening. And while we're distracted by all that, this is going on. Here's RT reporting. TEPCO detects record radiation of Fukushima Reactor 2. New leaks suspected. U.S. sailors assisting with Fukushima cleanup. Crippled by cancer. You'll never hear about them. They won't be any heroes. They don't need to be taken care of. That's Kyoto newspaper reports that U.S. sailors are now filing lawsuits against Tokyo Electric Power, claiming their cancers come from that. But you'll never see that in the U.S. news. Here's another one. Wave of radiation from Fukushima will be 10 times bigger than all radiation from nuclear tests. And then it links through to all the major scientific bodies that are coming out and saying this, and that the wave hits us in the next month to the next 4 months on the West Coast. And it goes through all the science. That's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, I'm going to tweet out these reports on Real Alex Jones for folks. All right, let's rampage in the 8-9 minutes we have left through all the callers. Ironhead in Washington wants to talk about the mystery illness that they can't find out what is killing so many people. Go ahead.
Hey there, my friend.
Hey, buddy.
Again. I'm going to say this from the heart because it hits me really hard. I lost my mom about 3 months ago due to the greatness from the allopathic world. They gave her 10 days of hardcore antibiotics without doing a bacterial culture, and we lost her. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. One of the things that you might want to look into is chlorine dioxide, MMS. I've had extensive experience. Everything ultimately is an electron transport system. We look at chemical reactions, but every chemical reaction is an electron, proton, neutron, like electrical reaction, the body electric holographic universe. If you look into it, the chlorine dioxide, which...
No, I know. I absolutely. I mean, look, it's incredible that they don't even look at funguses or don't even know what it is, but they'll put people on drugs. But, I mean, what do you expect them to do? It just shows we think they're like high priests that have all the answer. Anything else, Ironhead?
Yeah, what you have to do is you have to look at, going back to what the other caller said, you have to look at the fact that we're dealing with a pH-recognizable bacteria, a fungus, a pathogen. It's all going to be pH-identifiable. Through the chlorine dioxide, you're going to find a -5, -4 balance reaction.
Here's the deal. My uncle goes to the hospital. They say go home. He says he's having trouble breathing. They take him to the hospital. He fights with the stuff they're putting down his nose and the oxygen. So they drug him to put him in a coma so they can then try to oxygenate his lungs, and then he gets to where he's losing circulation, is on death's doorstep. And I'm not blaming the mainline MD model. It's just that in my experience, I've had so many friends going for a minor surgery, die of an infection, and it's never on the news. I mean, I got a lot of friends killed by hospitals. The numbers show that, sure, they can do heroic medicine. If my leg's broken, I'm going to a medical doctor. But it's just a death sentence most of the time. I appreciate your call. Absolute death sentence. Because it's run by the globalists and the eugenicists at the top. Research population reduction, research the Rockefellers 100 years ago taking over medical science here in the U.S. Thank you for the call. Daniel in Kentucky, go ahead. Okay, Daniel, you're not there. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air.
Alex.
Hey, buddy. Go ahead.
I tell you what, this Obamacare is nothing but a banker scam. They want to take away the raw milk and just shut down all the Amish farms. It's such freedom, isn't it? Isn't it great?
Yeah, they want to get this blood-filled pus that they boil and call homogenized and then ban all the real milk so that people can't sell high-quality products that is a natural antibiotic in and of itself.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about, because now that all these this mainstream dinosaur corporate whore media, I'm going to call them that, on the Sunday shows, every one of them that I looked at this morning said, oh, there's nothing wrong with it. We just tested. Everything's fine. Get your vaccinations. We have to check it out. It's okay. It's safe. They just keep indoctrinating this garbage into our minds, Alex. I'm sick and tired.
Well, I read the article where half the chicken, 49.7%, has flesh-eating bacteria on it. And no one's going to tell you, but they'll shut down a small chicken producer because of one case of salmonella. It's big business, radiating everything, doing whatever they want. You're absolutely right. God bless you, Chris. Folks, it's selfish, I know, but pray for everybody that's sick right now. I just can't imagine if my uncle does die, what I'll think of Christmas ever after. It's just so horrible. And I'm not just blaming the system, but we've seen what they've done. Ben in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that same superbug you've been mentioning has hit my dad actually recently. He just had to have major surgery at the end of October, and he's still pretty sick.
Yeah, I know. This stuff's got people sick for over a month. It is unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. And again, I know all the people that have died and family. The hospitals test it. They do not know what it is. And then they go, oh, it's the flu in the news. It's not the flu. The flu lasts 3 days, folks, not a month.
Yeah, and he was sick for about 3 months before he had exploratory surgery. And then they've just had him on every kind of antibiotic. All kinds of different treatments.
Which is only going to make even more superbugs. That's the deal. The more weaponized the antibiotic, my gut tells me move to the desert and get a shack and a bunch of food with my kids. Because I'm telling you, my gut tells me, I see the numbers, we already have mega plagues. We already have superbugs. We already have it. It's already going on. I'm telling you, this society better get ready. We are a cursed nation. If we'll kill 53 million babies and say they're not human, well, God's going to say we're not human. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Hope your dad does better. God, I can't imagine. My dad's been sick for a month with this. Finally got halfway better. This is some rough stuff, man. Same deal. Went and got cultures. They don't know what it is. Paul in California. We're almost out of time. Go ahead.
Yeah, I tried to contact you by email with your mystery disease website. Couldn't get through, so I went to contact us.
Sure, tell me now. Tell me now. You're on the air now.
Cigarettes. My roommate and I both smoke cigarettes, and we've been walking around with this thing for five, six weeks. In the old country in Europe, they take cigarette butts and make a soup out of it and spray it on houseplants as a fungicide. And I don't know, we're living our lives, coughing, but we're living our lives.
Thank you for the call. God bless you. I'm sorry to Mark and Jeff and everybody else. And Keith, I'm out of time. Let's pray for humanity. Pray for my uncle, please, William Hammond. God bless you all, to all the sponsors and listeners and the great crew. Have a great Christmas. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central.